Blog Talk Radio.
This is George Gamond, and welcome to the show. It's Monday. It's the day after Christmas. How was your Christmas? Did you have fun? Did you get to be with family and friends and just celebrate? And not so much about the gifts and all that sort of thing. I did a little editorial on that, and I will, about the law of attraction. So maybe I'll kind of talk about what I talked about on Facebook a little bit. Did a live Facebook feed on the idea of the law of attraction and how it, well, the purpose behind it, the purpose behind it. Now, that's what the show is all about, too. You know, I'm just going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about, oh, what it means to be a teacher, a spiritual teacher. Ooh, yes. And that's kind of the label I've been, it's been cast on me, put on me as more of a teacher. I remember over 7 years ago, I was doing Reiki work and hypnotherapy and guided meditations and some psychic work at a center not too far from where I live. Oh, what, about 15, 16 miles? In Southern California, 16 miles could be like hours, right? Driving time. But it was good. And so, but I had a disagreement with the owner. They had a new owner and didn't necessarily connect as well with the new owners as I did with the old owners. And so she asked me to leave. You know, no longer, your services are no longer asked to be here. And I thought it was kind of like a shock. And one of the last things she said to me is, well, you're not as much as a psychic as you really are a teacher. Now that kind of hit me like I, you know, we're all have our little egos going on, right? We, what do you mean I'm not good at this and blah, 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 right? Okay, so I'm going to get into the main body of the show is take your calls and talk to dead people in a moment. I just want to finish my story about teaching. And yeah, we'll talk to some dead people. We'll let my spirit guides talk to you if you have a question or if you have something that you need information on in your life. We can do that. If you have ancestors that you want to try to connect with, we can do that. So I'll finish my story. So the teacher thing, you know, well, wait a minute, I'm a teacher. I was put off by it at first. But over the years, I've come to accept that concept. Because what does the teacher do? I mean, the things I do. And things I love to do. First of all, I love to get information. And I read a lot of books, but mostly from spirit, my spirit guide, the spirit group, Adonis, which is with me. I've actually been with them in various aspects of the spiritual group since about 1992, 93, something like that, in various forms, but different ones in the group. But now it's really just a group that comes through. And they're very loving, and very kind, and very motivating. So that's what I do is I channel them for you. And I love to just kind of go into trance and channel. But also talk to dead people if they can want to come through. And they kind of filter the dead people through and to see who is appropriate and who isn't appropriate. We don't want any negative energies, right? No negative stuff. I have a friend who, a client, who seems to attract negativity. And sometimes I think negativity is nothing more than the shadow sides of ourselves. See, that's more of the teaching side, you know, more of the shadow side of ourselves. So teaching is about giving information. But it's also inspiring you, motivating you, inspiring you, looking for within you the greatest part of yourself to help you identify who you are and where you're going. And I have a natural ability to do that. I do read people, and that's part of that teaching thing, is reading people and to help you to become something that you need to be or want to be or why you came here, right? Why you came here. I say I have a caller. I'll be with you in a minute. Let me just finish up this one point I was about the law of attraction that I started on, and I kind of get distracted about the teaching idea. So to finish that point off and then back to the law of attraction, and I have some articles. Oh, I went back to 45 minutes from 30. I thought, yeah, let's extend it back out a little bit. Not an hour. Hour's kind of a long time, but 30 minutes seemed to go by pretty quickly, and I didn't get to cover all the wanted to cover and take all the calls I wanted to take. So we're back to 45 minutes. I will be here every day this week except Thursday. Well, during the week. I usually don't do the show on Sunday or Saturday. Okay, back to the law of attraction. Let me kind of go quickly through what I talked to on Facebook this morning. What I talked to about on Facebook this morning was that, you know, I've been studying it for a long time, and most people I know, it's the law of attraction is bringing to you what you want. Relationship, money, job, house, car, blah, blah, blah. But that's only like half of the law of attraction. That is really not even the key part of the law of attraction. The key part is that we become conduits for what we get. Explain that a little bit more. When we receive and it increases our abundance, then it is our responsibility to pass through to others something that we've received. Now, it could be money, it could be material things, but it also can pass through us the opportunity to help other people in some other ways, right? To inspire people, to give people jobs, to help people in a lot of different ways. It's the law of attraction gives us abundance so that we can somehow have time and energy and money or material things to help others. We become part of a community. The law of attraction is really about the community. It's about not only do we get, but also what do we pass through us. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be money, but abundance can help sometimes allow us and free us to help other people in other ways. You can help somebody by preparing a meal for them, right? Or giving them a job, or giving them a ride, whatever it is. So the key part of the law of attraction is not just the receiving, but it's becoming the conduit of good for other people. So think about that. Think about the law of attraction, not so much, well, I'm going to get this and I'm going to get that and the universe is going to give me all these things and all this stuff. No, it's about, oh, the universe is going to give me opportunities to help other people in some way. Could be family, could be friends, could be your community, could be your country. But the universe is going to give you an opportunity to assist other people. And that's the main part of the law of attraction. That's the community part of it. So think about that. You're thinking about, oh, I'm going to manifest this. I'm going to manifest a car. Well, what are you going to do with that car to help other people? Right? What are you going to do with that car or that new job or that new relationship? How is that going to help you to help others? Okay, let me take a call, and I have some articles. I'll let you choose, really. Eight ways to be happy every day. That's one of the articles. So it's back to this teaching thing. The teaching is about inspiring you. It's about reading you, helping you to identify who you are and where you're going, and just giving you information and letting my spirit group, talk to you about it. Right? And the next article is seven ways that you will totally screw up your life. I like that. Not that I want you to screw up your lives, but if you look at the wrong ways, then you can go, oh, no, I'll do this over here. I'm going to do this. And then the other article is six things you shouldn't waste your time trying to change. Yeah, change. Change is inevitable. But there's six things, according to this article. Erkic. Anna Erkic is the name of the author of this, and I don't know Anna, but I thought there was an interesting 6 points, and I have to agree with almost all of it. So we'll go there in a minute. So let me take, if there's a caller still, and then we'll move on. We'll jump into the article. Which one would you want to hear about? Which one? The six, the seven, or eight? Six, seven, or eight. That's pretty easy, right? Six, seven, or eight. I think I'll do the six first, but I'll let you choose. And let's see what's going on in the world out there. Hello.
Hi, can you hear me, George?
Yes, I can.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How about yourself?
I'm good as well, thank you. I enjoyed the weekend, the Christmas period. I spent time with my little one. with my son on Christmas Eve. And sorry,
excellent.
Say again.
I'm sorry.
I wanted to ask if you could do some channeling for me, please.
Okay. No particular topic. You just want to hear something, right?
Yes, please. Any messages for the new year?
The new year. Ah, see, I knew there was a reason. The new year. Okay, I'm going to step to the background and let my spirit group talk to you about whatever they want to talk to you about the new year. Okay?
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
You have a promising new year, a promising in the sense that you will have opportunities in various aspects of your life. You've preconditioned yourself or pre-paved things for you to manifest in the new year: love, work, entertainment, family. So you'll have a lot of opportunities. Now, opportunities are something... just means that it's an opportunity. It doesn't necessarily mean you're going to do it. It doesn't mean that necessarily you're going to decide that that's what you want to do, but things will be presented to you in the new year for you to go yes, no, or maybe to. Okay? So, but opportunities are important for everyone, because without opportunities, you don't stretch yourself. You don't grow. You don't change. You don't move forward. So as you get into the new year, there will be opportunities in all of those areas: love, work, family, moving, if you're so inclined to do that. But you have to decide within your soul, with your essence of who you are, is this what I want? Do I want to jump on this opportunity, or do I want to let it go? Now, the key for you is, if you let an opportunity go, it's not a bad thing and it's not a good thing. It's just a thing. It's just something. It just happens, because there always will be one behind it, and you'll have a reason to let something go, to not seek it. But if you don't jump on an opportunity, it's not the end of the world. You must keep that in mind, because you humans think if you miss an opportunity, oh, what am I going to do now? I've missed an opportunity. But you're always being provided new ones. And so you've pre-paved or decided ahead of time to have vast opportunities in your life. So you'll get them one right after the other. So don't get guilt-ridden over, I didn't seek this opportunity, I didn't do this. Well, we're not going to get into specific cases, because that's your free will part, is to choose or not to choose an opportunity. But just know, after each opportunity, there'll be another one that will come along if you leave yourself open and allow it to happen. If you don't get closed off and too disappointed because you didn't seek something, something new will come, sometimes better, sometimes equal. But you'll have lots of opportunities. So your message for 2017 is really just pay attention. Pay attention to the opportunities as they come to you, and listen to your soul, listen to your heart, listen to your intuitiveness to decide yes or no on opportunities. Now, some will recircle back to you. If you pass on an opportunity, many will come back, because that was something that the universe and you had agreed upon earlier to seek. So if you pass on something and it circles back to you, then you know, aha, I should seek this. I should explore that one, because it's something I already had decided in my higher consciousness to pursue. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes absolute sense. Thank you, George.
So enjoy it. Have a good year. You will.
I will be
prosperous.
Thank you.
You will be prosperous in your life. You know that. Thank you. Bye now.
Bye.
Okay. I think I'm back. I don't know. Am I back? Yes. Okay. Now, give me a second. When I channel and I go in, I won't remember what I said to him, which is kind of cool. I don't like remembering what I tell people. It's kind of nice. Yeah, channel. The nice thing about channeling versus the psychic thing, where you're listening for words and pictures, is you go away and you don't remember them. And it's kind of fun. I have a couple other callers, and then we'll get into some articles. You guys didn't choose between 6, 7, or 8, which is one of the three articles. It was 6. Let's see. What was 6? What was 6? 6 was 6 things you shouldn't waste your time trying to change. 7 was 7 ways you can totally screw up your life, which I think is kind of a fun thing. Well, if you see the wrong, you can look at the right, right? You can go, oh, I won't do that. And 8 ways to be happy every day. Now, that's kind of a positive message, isn't it? I think 8 ways. So that's not a heavyweight article. The other ones, the middle one, the 7. Okay, well, let me get back to the callers. I have a message in the chat room, which I'm not clear on. Well, first of all, let me get back to you. Let me take some calls, and if you want to stick in there for a couple of minutes, then I'll come back and see if I get a clearer answer. So 805 and 313. So let me take the 805. Did I put you on hold? I didn't put you on hold. No wonder I'm hearing noise in the background. Now, there you go. Well, that was weird. A little thump, thump. In the, maybe I was hearing a heartbeat. Who knows? I don't know what that was. It was a thump, thump. Okay, let me take 805 and then 313. Hello? You're not there. See, I try to pre-announce these things, but sometimes... Yes. Okay, 805, if you're listening, I'm on the phone with you or on the line or whatever, on Skype with you or whatever I'm doing here. Okay, so I'm going to put you back on hold. I'll come back. So 805, I'm going to come back to you again. That's your area code. And 313, if you're listening, it's your turn. I think some people just kind of go on and then drift away for a while and go back. I don't know, you know. Let's go have a spot of tea and then I'll come back to the phones. Okay, so 313 or whatever you're doing, right? We won't get graphic. Oh, is it working? Hello? Hello? Oh, you're cutting
out. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Just barely.
Oh, yeah, you're it's the reception out. Here.
Oh. Okay. Whom am I speaking to?
This is Dwight.
Dwight. So what's going on with Dwight today? Dwight
hey,
or Dwight?
Isn't rainy.
Is it Dwight or Dwight?
Dwight.
Okay. That's what I thought. I just
wanted to verify. Dwight Eisenhower.
Ah, yeah. Former president of the United States.
Everybody
interesting
likes
man.
Ike.
Yeah, but he did some really – well, never mind. We won't get into Ike. Okay. So what's going on?
Interesting.
Uh-oh, I'm losing you. Dwight, I'm losing you. You're cutting out.
You can't hear me?
You cut out extensively.
How about now?
Yeah, that's a little now? Better. So okay, you're fine now. What's going on? Because I've got to move right along here. Moving
okay.
Right along.
Yeah. So I would like to know about King Tut, the connection.
I don't.
Is a connection.
I have. You mean like in a past life?
It seemed like it was a connection with. It's a really strong connection with me and a.
Well, so obviously you had a past life in ancient Egypt, okay? Obviously you lived around that time period. Actually, you were. I use the word, and this is what a picture I get. This is kind of an interesting thing, and you might go, not really, not me. I wasn't that, but you were kind of a servant. Okay?
Okay.
I won't use the word slave because it wasn't really a slave per se. It was more of a servant. Got it?
All right.
So you were assistant. You were a servant. I think you were more than just a servant. I think he was young at the time. So you were kind of a mentor to him a little bit, you know, like kind of teaching the ways of life. Okay? So you had a really close connection.
Yeah.
You were a bit older. You were a bit older. Not like ancient older. You were like maybe he was like early teens and you were like in your 20s. Okay? The ways of life. Okay. Interesting. Fascinating. Do you ever feel like you ever think you need to teach people some things about your life or about life in general?
Yes, all the time.
Yeah, that's kind of that carry forward of, oh, I need to teach people. I need to, especially younger people, to kind of get with it and learn something, learn the ways of life, learn the streets, if to use that example. Okay?
Cool.
I'm going to let you go. I got some other callers, but yeah, you were there. You were definitely there.
All right.
Okay?
All right, Derek.
Thank you for calling. Bye. So we got 805 still there, and I will take that. The thumb. Oh, okay, the thumb thump. Okay, yeah. Okay, so let me try the 805 and then 856. And then there's a 31. No, I just took that one. Okay, so let me move right along here. King Tut, how interesting. There was a King Tut exhibit that traveled throughout the country, and it came to Los Angeles back in the 1970s. It might still be around. Radio show. Can't talk. Sorry, somebody's bugging me in the background. Okay, I'm back. Okay, so I got to see that. That was kind of fun. A great exhibit. Okay, let me try the 805. Hello? Are you still there? You're not there. Okay. Let me try 856, and then we'll move on with the show. And hello, Angela. I like that. How are you today? Angie. Yes, Angie. How are you today? If you're there, if you're still in the chat room. Everybody's still in the chat room. Okay, so let me back to the phones, 856. And we'll see what Spirit has to say. So if you're 805 area code, and if you wanted to, maybe you just want to listen, you don't want to talk. I don't. Sometimes people just want to listen. Okay, here we go. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Merry. Well, you can extend Christmas out as long as you want to extend it out, right? The spirit, the energy of the season, keep it going, right?
Right.
And whom am I speaking to?
Rosemaria, how are you?
Rosemaria, oh, that's a beautiful name.
Right. Thank you.
It is. You're not Italian though, are you?
I am.
I'm teasing. Of course you are. With a name like that, it should be. My goodness, or they people were in love with Italian people when you were born, right? Your father loved Sophia Loren or whoever it was, right? Didn't tell your mother. Let's just name her this, right? Okay, a good Italian name. So what's going on?
I have a quick question. The other day, like Christmas Eve morning, I seen like a figure, a spirit, and I don't know what they were trying to tell me.
How do you feel about it? What's your feeling? You're happy. So it wasn't fearful. It was like,
no.
It wasn't like, oh my, you know, it wasn't like, yeah, poltergeist or something really stupid, right? No.
Right.
So what are they trying to tell you? You know, I hear it as, and I get the words, just connecting or wanting to connect with you, wanting to be present to connect with you, okay? I'm feeling the energy I get. It was like, it's like a great grandmother, okay, on your father's side of the family. Isn't that a cool thing? Yeah, great grandmother, father's side of the family. She's just checking in on you. It's that naughty or nice thing. I'm just teasing, you know. Have you been naughty or nice, right? Hopefully it wasn't in a really strange situation when she pops in, right? Next time you see her, just say hi. Say hello.
Cool.
Do you have a picture? Your great-grandmother and your father. Well, look at it and say, invite her in. Just look at the picture. Was she young in the picture? You got to make sure that she was kind of young in the picture, like 30-ish, not really old and wrinkly. And kind of like 30-ish in the picture.
Yeah, I know who she is. She's a friend's mother that passed away a long time ago.
Okay. So just say hi to her. Invite her in. Let her talk to you about what's going on. She'll communicate somehow, some way. You ready for it? Are you ready? Are you ready for this stuff?
Yes.
It feels like you are. So do it. Why not? Okay, let me see if she has any specific message, because now that we kind of got her on the horn, or tried to get her on the horn a little bit. That's an old expression, get her on the horn. I guess the old phones used to look like horns. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, going way back. Again, that's way before me, too. I mean, like, really ancient. Just before they made cars, I think. What does she want to say to you? She's pleased with some of the choices that you are making. She's pleased with some of the choices you are making. But I get the words that you need to have more due diligence. You know what the word expression due diligence means?
No, I mean do more stuff or communicate.
Yeah, well, do it quicker. Don't make a choices and follow through. Make a choice and follow through. Don't hesitate in making choices. Okay?
Okay.
Follow your gut more. Don't hesitate in making choices. You must be hesitating on something in your life right now, right?
No, waiting for communication from him.
But isn't it about your choice, though? Why wait for somebody else?
True.
So don't hesitate. Do diligence. Do something. Inspire the action. Inspire the situation as best you can. Okay?
Got it.
Or move on.
Appreciate it.
Or move on. Your choice, right? Okay, so be well. Have fun. Enjoy the new year.
Thanks.
Have some fun this year. You're going to have fun in 2017?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Excellent. Sure. Good for you. Okay, take care. Bye.
Sure. Bye.
Okay, so let's get back. I've just put that one on hold. Let me get back to the question from Dove for Peace. And I love that name, Dove for Peace. That is such a cool name. Isn't it about peace? You know, the word that comes to me a lot lately and the concept that comes to me a lot is compassion. I love the word compassion. I just kind of recently, within the last whatever time period, really came to understand what compassion is, which is different than sympathy. Oh boy, I can't talk. Sympathy. Okay, you know what I'm talking about, right? Actually, you see something in somebody, and compassion means you do something about it. Now, I was reading an article about Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam, who read an article about a lady and her four kids that didn't have money for Christmas and they were going to evict her, and it touched his heart. Now, having sympathy for somebody, I'm really sorry. You know, that's really a sad situation, you know. But he turned around and gave her $10,000 because he really felt heartfelt need to help this lady because she was really trying to do something for her kids, not just gifts and toys for Christmas, but, you know, make a life for her kids. So that I can call that compassion, where you really reach out. You reach out and you see somebody in some kind of situation. Okay, let me go back to Dove for Peace. I got all distracted again on compassion because I love that word and doing things. That's what I try to do is have compassion for people. Should I repair this relationship or move forward into a new one? That's a big question. Well, you're having problems with that one, aren't you, my friend? You still there? Move forward. Well, I keep hearing from you. I'm going to ask you a question and I'll answer your question. Obviously, I will answer your question. But here's the question. What do you feel in your heart? In your heart of hearts, what is the answer? If I said, okay, give me a yes or no right now. Stay or go? Yes or no? Stay or go? Yes or no? What would you say? Just don't even think about it. Stay or go? Yes or no? Stay is yes. No, no is go. Real quick. Don't think. No thinking is allowed here. Just yes or no. Stay. Well, then you have to stay. But I would say to you, if you're going to stay, give it a time frame. You've been waiting a while anyway, obviously. Right? You've been waiting a while? You've been staying for a while? But give it a time frame. So how much time do you want to give it? I give you a date. See if we're alignment on our dates. Okay, so I'm going to give you a date. How long are you going to stay? How long are you going to wait on this? How much more time are you going to give this relationship before you move on? No, answer. Okay, how much time? And I'll give you what I get. Well, you just want me to give you what I get, don't you? Okay, so February 1, 2017. February 1, 2017. So that's a little over a month. Right, see? 1 month. A little February 1, 2017. And that's your cutoff date. And if it really doesn't move forward to where you think it should be by then it's time to move on. For some reason, there needs to be something done between then and now that will help you, okay, that you will get clarity. Because sometimes you don't have clarity to move on. You don't have, let's say, completion, I guess is a good word for it, right? Completion. Something is not completed. And then when you get that feeling, I'm done, hey, it's over. Now, hopefully, you don't have to say that, but you'll know that. You will know that. Okay, so I answered that question. Cool. Anybody else have any questions for spirit? Anybody else want me to channel my spirit guides for you? Well, the spirit group. It's a group, actually. I always like to clarify that. The Adonis group. I like the way they say that, the Adonis group. It's a group of spiritual teachers. Okay, so what are we going to do now? I'm going to pick an article, I thought, real quick article, and then I'll come back. What questions should I ask? Okay, you're going to have to frame that a little better for me to understand it. Maybe I'm a little dense today. What questions should I ask? I mean, to that person? Is that what you're trying to say? What questions should I ask that person to get clarity? Is that the question you're asking me to ask spirit, to ask, to give you so that you get an understanding? Okay, so what questions should you ask? Let me try to tune in something here. You have to agree or disagree, and you can say, that's crazy, or I like that one. There's a few questions. First of all, you can ask the question, where do you see us in about 3 years? Where do you see us in 3 years? That's a good one. Or a year. Pick a time frame. But it's usually in 3 years, where do you see us? That means you've worked through everything. You've got your relationship kind of back on track. So where do you see us in 3 years? Another question I get is, what do you really want from me? That's pretty in your face. What do you really want from me? Or you can frame it as, what do you really want from this relationship? And then, now you got these, so you hope you're writing these down. What do you really want from me or this relationship? And what are you willing to put into this relationship? What else are you willing to give this relationship? That's a big one. That's a huge one. What are you willing to put into this relationship? Think about that one. That's a good question. What do you think? Would you ask any of those questions? I mean, this is good for everybody that comes to that place in a relationship or that, should I go forward and ask that other person that? What do you really want from me in this relationship? And what are you really willing to put into this relationship? And that's a big question to ask, isn't it? It's a tough one. What if they don't answer? And then you have to listen for the sincerity at the other side. The insincerity of the answer. Is it glib? Is it just off the top of the head? Or is there a genuine emotional response from the other person? Okay, that's the key. What kind of, are they coming from a place of love, or are they coming from a place of defense, defending themselves? Okay, so when you ask questions, where are they coming from? Think about it. Okay, let me take an article. I think that should cover pretty much everything on that one. So hopefully it works out for you. You know, everybody wants to be in love, don't they? That's a good thing, to be in love, to find love, to stay in love, to develop love, right? Okay, let me get into our article. You can ask questions. I'm going to do an article. You guys can chat. I'm going to get into this one I wanted to get into. It's 7 ways that you can totally screw up your life. Chloe Chong, and he's an editor for Life Hack Magazine, which is online. It's a really good. I'm going to share this on Facebook if you know me on Facebook, and you can look this up. I get emails from them just about every day, and I really like their articles. It's LIFEHACK lifehack.org, lifehack.org. And they send some really cool stuff every day. So articles on various subjects, but they're rather interesting. So I would recommend that you read them. Or, you know, and some, most of them are very quick. They're not long, you know, like pages and pages of stuff. So how to perfectly screw up your life. Wait for the right moment to do the things you want. Aha! That kind of goes back to our conversation, right? Wait for the right moment to do the things you want. So there is no right moment, right? It's only now. You only have this moment. It's being decisive at times, isn't it? Not waiting. Ooh. How many times have you waited in your life and you missed opportunities? I could raise my hand so many times for that one, especially in as in love and romance, right? Oh, wait for the right moment. I know it's going to come. And poof, she goes, poof, bye. And you're going, oh, man, did I wait too long again? Always think you're a victim and just keep complaining. So how do you screw up your life? Always think you're a victim. Well, I'm a victim. It's everybody else's fault. Oh, yeah, yeah. They did this. My mom did this. My dad did this. Blah, 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 blah. And you keep complaining, right? What's the opposite is? Take responsibility for your life and move on, right? Look for the positive. Keep going. You've learned from these experiences. You've learned from them. It's hardened you as an individual or sharpened you. Better word is sharpened you as an individual to know what you want and what you don't want, right? So choose what you want and keep going. Don't whine. Don't complain. Don't moan and complain about stuff. Just move forward. Choose what you want. Find joy. Regret all the time and feel bad with yourself. Now that just sounds like just hopefully we'd never do that, but I'm sure we do. Regret all the time and feel bad with yourself. Nope. Move into happiness. Move into joy, right? Always seek to find joy in life and happiness. Get a job you don't like at all and keep it till the day you die. Now that was like, yeah, or keep it for a long period of time, right? How about the next one? This is kind of an interesting one. Fall in love with someone you don't even like. Now, I know about that one, not necessarily from myself. Yeah, I think I have. Yeah, I've been there, done that too. So that's not a good one. That happens sometimes because of security issues. You fall in love with somebody, you kind of mold yourself into that relationship because there's a certain security in that relationship. Happens all the time. Welcome to Los Angeles. You know, welcome. Well, I'm going to marry a doctor. fall in love with someone you don't even like because he's secure or she's secure. There's some security. Now, sometimes it'll work out, but most of the time it ends because it's not from the heart. It's not from the heart. It's from the ego. Take everything for granted and believe that people should give you more. I won't even comment on that one. That was just pretty straightforward. Take everything for granted and believe that people should give you more. Is that called like entitlement of some kind? Isn't that millennials or whatever is accused of doing that? And a lot of people just, oh, yeah, I deserve that. Yeah, yeah, you know, it's like the participation trophy thing, right? Okay, we won't go there. We'll leave it alone. Stay with someone Stay with someone who doesn't treasure you. Ooh, is that a biggie? Well, it's that back to that security thing, or being comfortable, or just not wanting to rock the boat, right? Stay with someone who doesn't treasure you. Wow. Because you know, in a relationship, I don't care how long you've been together. It should be about treasuring each other and thinking that you really love this relationship and you're just so together, right? Isn't that what it's all about? I think. So, new relations. People ask about, 2017, why not? Everybody's going to have a great new relationship. Everybody should have a great new relationship in 2017. Why not? Well, somebody's been holding me, and I only have a couple more minutes. Let me try this number. I got two real quick calls. So I'm going to give you really quick answers or quick advice or whatever you need. Hello? Hello? I'm going to put you back on hold. That's 313. Then I have a 253. Uh-huh. Okay. Hello?
You know who this is. Hi, Merry Christmas.
Well, belated Merry Christmas to you, Holly. How are you?
I'm good.
You know, I saw your Facebook post. Can I admit something? I saw your picture too. I hadn't seen your picture before.
Oh my gosh, the first for everything,
Can I embarrass you?
Go ahead.
You're a very lovely woman.
Well, thank you. You're a very lovely man.
Thank you. No, I'm sincere. I thought, that's Holly. Wow, she's really gorgeous. Wow, I'm amazed. Not that
thank
I wouldn't
so
be.
Much.
Not I'm. But yeah, so what's going on? Let's get back to it. Let's stop this, like, ooh, you're nice, I'm nice, you know, stuff.
I was just asking about a friend of mine, Ken.
Is he a doll?
Like, he is a doll. He is.
Okay. What about Ken?
Friends or relationship?
Wow, that's a big question. What do you want? You want a relationship. You want a relationship. But you're not feeling it from him yet. Not feeling it yet, right?
No.
So,
not yet.
Well, you want it, though. What do you think about him? Does he like you?
I think so. I think he's gorgeous.
He's gorgeous?
Yeah. And he's really nice, like a nice guy.
But, you know, if I answer friend, you're going to be disappointed, right? Won't you be disappointed?
Well, no, that way I don't waste my time.
Well, do you think you're wasting your time? Okay, instead of giving you time, yes or no, boyfriend, not girl, boyfriend, blah, 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 let's do it this way. Let's give you the time frame instead, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you a date, and by then you'll know where it's going. You got that? Ready?
Yeah.
January 15th, 2017. By January 15th, 2017, you will have a clear indicator of where this is going, if it's just a friendship or it's woo hot and heavy, okay?
But you already told me it's just a friend.
No, I didn't say that. I mean, it's got to be a friend it's got to be a friend anyway, right? It has to be.
Well, yeah, I've known him for ever.
Okay, so forever. So you, by then, you'll know if this friendship blossoms forth and the rose opens up and the romantic petals start coming forth, okay? Well, I like that. That's very poetic. Very poetic, right? January 15th, you'll know. How fun is that? Oh, I got to mention something
else. Go ahead.
I was going to tell you something about what I saw in your Facebook thing, but I'll tell you later. Some other time we can talk, okay?
Okay.
Anything about he's indecisive.
Oh, yeah.
He has somebody else on his mind. It doesn't mean that it excludes you, but he has somebody else on his mind. It might be somebody from the past, but somebody else is there, okay? It doesn't mean he can't get past that, but it's still there. It's still he's still clinging onto something old.
Okay.
No, so you got to charm the heck out of him. You got to step forward here a little bit, dear. You want this one? You have to step forward a little bit. You can't do the, oh, I'll wait for him. Maybe he'll come around.
That's what I was doing. I was doing the, I'll wait for him. I didn't want to be
perfect. No, stop. We got about a minute, less than a minute left for you. You got to do something kind of decisive, not over the top decisive, but decisive to give him the indicators that you want something more than a friendship. Okay? However you do that, with your own charming way, you have to show him, I want more.
Okay.
Can you do that?
I'll try.
Oh, don't try. No, there's no trying. It's like, there's
I'll
no crying. Just do it. I mean, you're not going to jump his bones or something silly, but you're going to just kind of, you're just going to show him that you're interested. You know, drop some little subtle hints that you're interested in something more, right?
Yeah.
Do it. See what happens.
All right.
You got to do this, dear.
I will.
Because
take the leap.
Okay, good for you. And let me know what happens. And I'll tell you what I saw on your page that I thought was really interesting. Okay?
You got to go, though?
I'll let you go. I gotta go, but we'll chat. I'll write you in Facebook. Okay.
Okie dokie.
Okay, so it's been fun. This has been a fun show. Bye. Love you guys. Bye.